Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. Yes, God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given you the Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we are in your corner. Because the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we must be filled with the Spirit of God. Then we must get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we must get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go wake up your wife. Go wake up your husband. Wake up your children, your son, your daughter. Wake them up. Wake up your sister, your brother, your niece, your nephew. Wake them all up. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Let them know now. Go wake them up. Go wake them up, because the bus going to be coming around the corner in just a minute. The bus going to be coming around the corner in just a minute. Let me go out here and crank up to my bus. It's going to be coming around the corner in just a minute. So y'all better wake up. All right, baby, boo-boo. All right, Agnes. Marie, y'all better wake on up. I'm cranking up my bus. I'm going to be coming around the corner in just a minute. If I can get it crunk. Don't look like... Well, let me give it a little more gas. Let me give it a little more gas here. Don't look like it want to crank. That's all right. I think I'm going to have to go put this old bus in the shop. I didn't really want to have to do this. But look like, all right, look like we got it going here. Look like we got it going. All right, all right. I'm getting ready to come around. Uh-oh, done stopped on me here. Listen. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm... Why don't we just go ahead and sing a song, you know? I come from a time when we didn't have, you know, a lot of cars. We didn't even have no music in the church. That's what this song is about. See, we can make it because we come a long way. Oh, you can make it if you lean and depend on Jesus. Come on now. Come on, everybody, clap your hands today. Come on, pat your foot.
Sometime I had to to the bride.
That was Dorothy Norwood. We've come a long way. See, you can't depend on a lot of these modern things, but you can always depend on Jesus. Oh, yes, we've come a long way. Leaning and depending on Jesus, we have come a long way. That was Sister Dorothy Norwood. We've come a long way. All right, y'all. It's time to read our Bibles. Go get your Bibles. First Chronicles chapter 28 through Second Chronicles chapter 1. Read along with us this morning out of the Bible Experience.
First Chronicles continued. David summoned all the officials of Israel to assemble at Jerusalem. The officers over the tribes, the commanders of the divisions in the service of the king, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of all the property and livestock belonging to the king and his sons, together with the palace officials, the mighty warriors, and all the brave fighting men. King David rose to his feet and said,
"Listen to me, my fellow Israelites, my people. I had it in my heart to build a house as a place of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God. And I made plans to build it. But God said to me, 'You are not to build a house for my name, because you are a warrior and have shed blood.' Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader, and from the house of Judah, he chose my family. And from my father's sons, he was pleased to make me king over all Israel. Of all my sons, and the Lord has given me many, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, 'Solomon, your son, is the one who will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son. And I will be his father. I will establish his kingdom forever if he is unswerving in carrying out my commands and laws, as is being done at this time.' So now I charge you in the sight of all Israel and of the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of all God, be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and do the work.
Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord, and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple of God, and for the treasuries for the dedicated things. He gave him instructions for the divisions of the priests and Levites, and for all the work of serving in the temple of the Lord, as well as for all the articles to be used in its service. He designated the weight of gold for all the gold articles to be used in various kinds of service, and the weight of silver for all the silver articles to be used in various kinds of service, the weight of gold for the gold lampstands and their lamps, with the weight for each lampstand and its lamps, and the weight of silver for each silver lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand, the weight of gold for each table for consecrated bread, the weight of silver for the silver tables, the weight of pure gold for the forks, sprinkling bowls, and pitchers, the weight of gold for each gold dish, the weight of silver for each silver dish, and the weight of the refined gold for the altar of incense. He also gave him the plan for the chariot, that is, the cherubim of gold that spread their wings and overshadowed the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
All this,
David said,
I have in writing, as a result of the Lord's hand on me. And he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan.
David also said to Solomon, his son,
be strong and courageous, and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. The divisions of the priests and Levites are ready for all the work on the temple of God, and every willing person skilled in any craft will help you in all the work. The officials and all the people will obey your every command.
Then King David said to the whole assembly,
my son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great, because this palatial structure is not for human beings, but for the Lord God. With all my resources I have provided for the temple of my God, gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of fine stone and marble, all of these in large quantities. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God. Over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple, 3,000 talents of gold, gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls of the buildings, for the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the skilled workers. Now, Who among you is willing to consecrate yourself to the Lord today?
Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave toward the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Anyone who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying,
Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things have I given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. Lord, the God of our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. And give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, statutes, and decrees, and to do everything to build the palatial structure for which I have provided.
Then David said to the whole assembly,
Praise the Lord your God!
So they all praised the Lord, the God of their fathers. They bowed down, prostrating themselves before the Lord and the king. The next day, they made sacrifices to the Lord and presented burnt offerings to him. 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 male lambs, together with their drink offerings and other sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. They ate and drank with great joy in the presence of the Lord that day. Then they acknowledged Solomon, son of David, as king a second time, anointing him before the Lord to be ruler, and Zadok to be priest. So Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king in place of his father David. He prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the officers and mighty warriors, as well as all of King David's sons, pledged their submission to King Solomon. The Lord highly exalted Solomon in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him royal splendor such as no king over Israel ever had before. David, son of Jesse, was king over all Israel. He ruled over Israel 40 years, 7 in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem. He died at a good old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. his son Solomon succeeded him as king. As for the events of King David's reign, from beginning to end, they are written in the records of Samuel the seer, the records of Nathan the prophet, and the records of Gad the seer, together with the details of his reign and power, and the circumstances that surrounded him and Israel, and the kingdoms of all the other lands. Established himself firmly over his kingdom, for the Lord his God was with him and made him exceedingly great. Then Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, to the judges and to all the leaders in Israel, the heads of families. And Solomon and the whole assembly went to the high place at Gibeon. For God's tent of meeting was there, which Moses, the Lord's servant, had made in the wilderness. Now David had brought up the ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim to the place he had prepared for it, because he had pitched a tent for it in Jerusalem. But the bronze altar that Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made was in Gibeon, in front of the tabernacle of the Lord. So Solomon and the assembly inquired of him there. Solomon went up to the bronze altar before the Lord in the tent of meeting and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. That night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him,
"Ask for whatever you want me to give you."
Solomon answered God,
"You have shown great kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father David be confirmed. For you have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?"
God said to Solomon,
"Since this is your heart's desire, and you have not asked for wealth, possessions or honor, nor for the death of your enemies, and since you have not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people, over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given you, and I will also give you wealth, possessions and honor, such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have."
Then Solomon went to Jerusalem from the high place at Gibeon, from before the tent of meeting, and he reigned over Israel. Solomon accumulated chariots and horses. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, which he kept in the chariot cities, and also with him in Jerusalem. The king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar as plentiful as sycamore fig trees in the foothills. Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and from Kui. The royal merchants purchased them from Kui at the current price. They imported a chariot from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver and a horse for 150. They also exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and of the Arameans.
All right. That's our scripture reading for today. We read out of 1 Chronicles chapter 28 through 2 Chronicles chapter 1. May God bless those who have heard his holy word. It's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's circle up. Let's hold hands. Come on, mama. Hold the children's hands. Come on, brother, sisters, let's hold hands now. Let's hold hands. We're going to pray. We're going to pray this morning. We finna have family prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for our good night laying down. Thank you for our early morning rising. Thank you, dear God, for the food on our table. Thank you, dear God, for the roof over our head and the clothes that's on our back. Now, Lord, we commit this day into your care. Lord, we pray that you'll go before us on this day, because you know, dear God, what we are going to encounter on this day. So, Lord, we ask that you would just fill us, dear God, with your Holy Spirit. So, dear God, we can walk right. So that we can talk right. So that we can be the people that you are calling us to be. And, Lord, we want to remember our Wednesday night Bible study tonight. Oh, dear God, we just want to remember all of our teachers and all of our preachers, dear God. Prepare their hearts, dear God. Even on this day, dear God, as they get ready for tomorrow night, dear God. But Lord, we ask that you will prepare them even today. Lord, we pray that you will just touch our churches, dear God. Bring our churches, dear God, back to yourself, oh God. Now, Lord, we want to pray for our workers today. Lord, we want to pray for those that's getting ready for work this morning, those that's already on the jobs, dear God. Be with them and keep them in your care, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you will bind up the work of darkness. Lord, just bind the devil away from our jobs and away from our homes, dear God. Lord, we just pray, dear God, that you will give us the power to overcome the work of the darkness. Help us, dear God, to remember you, dear God, because, Lord, you have already given us the power, dear God. Help us to stay in your word, dear God, and obey your word, because there's power in the word of God. Now, Lord, we commit this day in your hands. And Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. We done prayed about it, so don't you dare worry about it. We done took it to the altar. Now let's just leave it right there. Okay, that music let me know that my time is up this morning on In Your Corner. But let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLITB, is at the top of the hour. We minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters. At 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. At 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. At 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. At 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. And at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast then. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor about us, because we are In Your Corner.